Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market.
Okay, J-O-N. I know you're looking at like, what's going on right now, but I think it'd be a perfect time to tell everybody. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. Black Business Excellence Spotlight.
Man, this is my man, Tim, right here. And this young lady right here is Crystal.
Yeah. Just so they all know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if they pull up at the Express, they'll know who to ask for.
No, don't ask for us.
Don't ask for
Why not?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, keep going. Give me the whole rundown of how y'all got into this and how it's been and your experience, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs.
So man, we didn't overthink it. We was old school with it, so we came up with a solution to the problem. And when we did that, we had to order a gang of plants. So we had built a greenhouse in the backyard, the whole nine. And we was like, well, we got all the plants we need for the house. Let's just try to sell the rest. And so we loaded up the plants, we rode around, and I was like, I got the perfect spot. And we pulled up one Saturday evening, probably like 6 o'clock. Within like a few hours, we made a few $100. And we was like, yo, we're gonna do this shit again tomorrow. Came back the next day, it was bunking.
Yeah.
It was bunking. And we haven't looked back, man. We haven't looked back.
You still hit that spot?
It's been a little minute. It's been a little minute.
When the weather changed, we stopped.
Yeah.
Cause it was outside.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
how we got our actual business.
Hey, don't forget that spot.
Man.
Cause listen. If it hit like that, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we don't.
Yeah. Side of the road, legit. Yeah. Gravel parking lot, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. I love to see it, man. So what y'all brought in here with y'all today?
So today, we got the elephant ear. This is the Adora elephant
ear. Man,
that
shit's so cold and player.
Yeah. They're good for taking up space and room, like in the corner and whatnot.
Yeah.
We also got a few evergreens.
These are the Chinese evergreens.
Chinese evergreens. And then we got a bird of paradise. And yeah.
Look at this nigga here saying it so effortlessly. Yeah, you know, he has a bird of paradise right here. That shit dope as hell, man. So like, what would you say your specialty is when it comes to the, you know, the plant world?
Like our special plant or like our special touch?
The plant.
Our
and
plant.
The touch.
Okay. For me, I feel mine is the prayer plant.
Yeah.
So it's a Calathea. And basically,
somebody gonna try to name their baby that.
Calathea.
I see it now.
But basically, it's real special because it stands up at night, like it prays the hands, and then opens up in the daytime.
Oh, that's dope.
So it's real dope, and I feel like that's my specialty.
I think both of ours would probably be we usually hand pick every plant that we sell.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So majority of our plants we shop for. We look at them.
And we're like that one.
Yeah.
We don't like just have like a large order of, we pick them.
Okay, it'd be crazy as hell if I didn't get at least a few tips from y'all to keep these plants alive. We got people who watch this show who you know, they got a few. They're trying to keep alive. So what would be a few tips that you would give somebody who have, you know, one or two plants trying to keep them alive?
Most importantly, with it being cold right now, is to keep your room moist. So get your humidifier, get you a little spray bottle so you can mist your plants. Because the dry air, it'll damage the leaves.
Yeah, for me, it's to relax. Like, I feel like a lot of people that we meet, they're just too much. Like, they're overbearing with their plants. They want to do everything. They want to find every solution in their plants. Like, nothing in the world is perfect. Right. So, like, let your plant have its issues and then figure out what's wrong with them and take your time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about some kids. Look, relax. Let the plant grow into who it want to be.
Yeah, but that's what it is. They teach you a lot. Plants teach you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a fan. I got a house full of plants, so yes, I know exactly what you mean. I got a mister and everything. I got a whole mister gun. I just walk by them. And you got to talk to them, too.
Yeah.
And you got to tell, like, positive shit. Like, you're beautiful. Look at you getting bigger. You got to stop with them glossy-ass leaves. Like, positive affirmations are great for your plants.
Thanks.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
All that negative energy, it's not your care. It's bringing all them... that negative vibes and negative people in your house and in your living room. If they're killing the plants, what you think they're doing to you?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, message.
That's one of the ones where you gotta look in the camera. Like, message. So where can they find you? Where y'all located? Like, cause I definitely want this to blow up even more. Not saying that it hasn't, it's just so rare that you see us in a space like this, man. And you know, I want to give y'all the proper title. Like, are y'all florists?
No.
I wouldn't say that.
Why not though?
Because we don't have floral plants. Like, we don't do flowers.
Yeah, we don't do floral range.
So it's levels to this shit. what would you say your title would be? Because it's past enthusiasts at this point.
Yeah, honestly, so we got a joke. I call this the plant ministry, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do, man. Plant ministry, come through, vibe out, zen out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just some cool ass botanists.
Okay, bet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, black business. I'm gonna ask you a few. I'm gonna ask you a few hypothetical black questions.
Okay.
Well, how much are y'all in everybody's budget?
So, we're in it.
Yeah. Our plant started like $10, and then we got some high end rare plants.
The big shit in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not even in the back. We got it out in the front.
Don't keep it out in the front next
to
the
back.
Make them work for it. Don't keep it next to the $10.
We got a few things in the back.
Yeah.
I want them to see it, though. I want them to get inspired and be like, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Y'all got some secret shit back there, like a rare purple iris dragon
it's
eye.
It's actually purple. That's funny.
Yeah.
The secret shit that keep you alive forever.
Yeah.
With the vibranium in it.
Nah.
You got some of that shit back?
Nah. What kind of plant?
Yeah. Where you say y'all located?
So we're at 1200 Foster Street, which is the Goat Farm Art Center.
Right.
Yeah, in West Midtown.
And just a heads up, we not going to be there forever. You know what I'm saying? There's supposed to be a demo coming where they're going to do some new development. So, you know, we rolling the dice on this, and it's serving its purpose for now. So get there before we're gone, because, you know, we don't know if we'll be able to duplicate the vibe again.
I heard that. So look, what's the online presence? Where y'all at online?
Tropical Express, ATL, Facebook, Instagram, and then our website is tropicalexpressatl.com.
Man, y'all got some dope shit going on. And for y'all to bring all this dope shit, y'all got to leave me something, man.
Well, actually, it's a happy belated birthday. We did plan on leaving one of these evergreens for Taylor over there. So.
It is. There we go. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
I was going to get her a TV because... I remember she said she had about a 24-inch flat screen.
No.
I was like, that's an iPad. You really watching an iPad?
That's
but she's
funny.
A good one. I love her, man. Her birthday just came up. But just think, bro. Look at, oh, man, if I want to need some of these camera people to just zoom in on a couple of these. You know how dope this would look in your mama's living room?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want that for your mama's living room?
Your mama's.
Hmm? Why do they call it a nursery? They didn't never call it a nursery. They said it was a greenhouse, and then they got the shit that they want, and then they were selling it to them like, bro, this still is nice shit in there.
Yeah.
So are y'all still in the process of learning the whole ins and outs of the game or what?
Yeah, man. I don't want to, I mean, we not those people. You know
my nigga, how did you get into the plants like this? Because you yeah. in there, in there.
Yeah,
what's that shit you said behind you?
The bird of paradise.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Nigga was just up Google. Brett Bay, we gotta get some of these. Look
yeah.
at this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we in an age now where you can learn anything on the go, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah, why not? Why yeah. not?
Well, you know,
it's
they
really talk- that simple, man.
Look, are y'all getting into the plants to get ahead of the marijuana curve? Because they keep saying Georgia about to do something.
I would love to get into the marijuana game. Mm. Absolutely.
Mm.
So yeah. holler at me. I know you.
I ain't, hey, man. I'm just expert. Saying. I'm just, hey, all they gotta do is tell me the word. I'm just worried. Where the fuck are we gonna get some seeds at? I ain't seen weed seeds in 9 years. Nah. I ain't seen a seed. Who got some seeds?
They just phased them out.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know where the fuck the weed gonna come from. All I know is we gonna get it.
One way or another.
Hell yeah. So I know, like, the weather about to break. Is there anything we could be looking forward to? You know, in the plant game.
Well, in the plant game, I mean, spring coming.
Yeah,
so,
this kind of, I need some updates on the incoming inventory, man. When the dragon ass coming out?
Right.
right. We definitely plan on hitting the streets and doing pop-ups again outdoors. And
the idea is so gangster. Nigga yeah. pop up with some plants. Because we done seen nigga pop up with everything in the hood.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We do plant pop-ups like every week. Yeah. We're doing one at a CBD shop soon.
Yeah,
too.
You need to follow through.
When?
Is it on the 5th? 6th. February 6th.
7th.
I got to be in Florida. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll bring you something back.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Y'all some great damn people. And look,
yeah, man.
I want all the people who watch this show, who fuck with the Black Business Spotlight, to get some of these dope ass plants. I'm talking about some shit so nice, you can put it in your living room. Because you know in the Black community, that is the epitome of some nice shit. You ever been out with like your mama and your auntie and your mama be like, oh, that's a nice table.
Yes.
Yeah. I put that in my living room. So that's how you know the shit good.
Our you've never been to our shop, but our shop is set up like a living room. Like we have like sofas everywhere, lounge chairs, and like tables. And we take a picture of everybody who buys a plant. So like our social media is a picture of everybody that buys plants and
Yeah,
it's dope.
It's hard. Y'all killing them. Don't give up too much sauce.
I mean, I
don't like when people give up the sauce. You got to make them work for that shit.
That's the vibe you're going to get if you come in there. You're going to be like, oh, my grandma had this or my mother had this. Like,
you telling me.
When you hold come up, in
real
there,
nigga
you
shit. Them
it.
Same plants that we got our ass with for knocking over at our grandma's house. Y'all sell them?
Yeah.
Not only are y'all selling plants, y'all selling Black history too?
Yeah, that's what it's, yeah.
I'm gonna come put me a list together. I want some rare shit.
Yeah.
Don't want it to be delivered in the middle of the night. Like, Los, we got it. Pull up, that bitch be wrapped up and just take the motherfucker in the house. Then the plant look around a little bit. Then open up on the door. Los, it likes you.
Right, we good, we can leave.
What is that? That's the Japanese real nigga plant. Nah, but I'm definitely going to stun and come get some exclusive shit, like a 101 that was imported from up there with the Buddhist monks and shit.
Stuff.
A lot of what?
Variegated plant.
Girls, talk your shit. See, that's why I brought you here, so you can say shit like variegated. And don't even tell us what it means. Just leave it. Just leave niggas in suspense, man. Fuck, you
let
know, I explain yourself. These niggas ain't even variegated. you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go try to, you know, variegate them on something right after this. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Botanicalist?
Ooh.
I'll take it.
Botanicalist.
I'll take it. I ain't tripping.
Bruh, what you know about that variegation?
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you want me to break it down to him?
Yeah,
I mean, it ain't nothing too deep, but a variegated plant is just where somebody has gone in. It's like, think about like marijuana. They create a strand, and now you got a hybrid. And so now, instead of it just being green, it might be albino patches.
You know like what I'm camouflage.
That's the type of shit
camouflage,
I want.
Camouflage, patches.
Blue on one type. Side, purple on the other.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
It's people who literally figured out how to mate plants with other plants to make them do crazy stuff.
Yeah, because you got to be high as hell to even want to think of some shit yeah. like that.
For real.
But they figured it out. Yeah. Learning how to variegate. But look, man, I ain't going to hold you. I appreciate you stopping through and bringing some game and some plants and putting me up on, you know, verbiage, surrounding me, you know, some tropicality.
Yeah, some
that's the word that I made up when I'm around at least three or more plants.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all, man.
Nah, on some real shit, we're going to make sure we post all your social media so people can get in touch with you and hopefully, you know, y'all ship, right?
Yeah.
No, so, not yet.
Not yet? Well, look, when they see this,
we getting there.
You're going to have a few orders.
Yeah.
It's going to be a few people in the inbox. Drop the social media one more time. Facebook page, all that shit.
Yeah. Tropical Express ATL.
Yeah. It's got to be. You got to deliver. It's Tropical Express.
Yeah.
We getting there.
Yeah, but if they real, they'll pull up.
Pull up. We want you to pull up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you already planning on getting into a whole new location, locality, and bring some tropicality all around, you know, the African-American nationality.
Yeah, facts.
Well, shit, there it is right there. Hey, 85 South Show, Black Business Spotlight. Get your plant game together. The oxygen in your living room feeding, my boy.
Hey, buddy.
You need some chlorophyll. Thank y'all.
Thank Appreciate you.
Now I'm going to smoke a roach because I don't give a fuck. I got another interview that's coming up.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.